arriving. Each moment, a new arrival arriving. Arriving in this body. In this moment. Inhabiting this body. This moment. Fully. Resting, softening into this body, into the present moment, right now. Ah, nowhere to go, nothing to do, not so much doing. But resting and receiving. Receiving what arises. Receiving the sensations. Of this body. Allowing the sensations. Starting with our feet. Just checking in the feet. Sensations in the feet. If you're sitting on a chair, the bottom of the feet, touching the ground. And if you're sitting on a cushion, other parts of the feet, the tops, the sides. The bottom perhaps, and feeling the legs too. Allowing the feet and the legs to be felt from the inside, not so much from a control tower of up above, but if the sense organ was in the feet, in the legs themselves. Sensing from the inside. Letting the sensations be felt by the feet, by the legs themselves. What can be called body consciousness, just feeling itself being felt. Moving up a bit. Moving up to the upper legs. and your sits bones, your bottom on the cushion or the chair. Feeling the contact points, again from the inside. Let the sensations, the raw sensations, be felt from themselves. Feeling the hardness on the edge of your bottom and the cushion. The pressure. Maybe there is some tingling or feeling of warmth. Where does your bottom end and the cushion start? Is it possible to tell? Just feeling from the inside, letting it be felt, the raw sensations, not the idea of a body part, but what is it like? What does it feel like? As if you were a Martian, you just found yourself in this body for the first time, feeling the sensations with a sense of curiosity and awe. And moving to the front, to the abdomen, the belly. Feeling the movement of the breath, expanding. Contracting the sensations from the inside again. Not the idea of a breath or breathing. Drop the concept. Let it be felt. The raw sensations. Relaxing, softening, receiving, allowing these sensations to be received. Not so much doing is involved, but just to receive them. Let them be felt on their own. It's a non-doing doing. It's a non-doing doing. With the emphasis on the non-doing part. moving up to the chest. The backside, the upper back. Feeling the movement of the breath. And the rib cage and the chest, front and back. No need for laser sharp focus, just gently, softly relaxing. Letting the breath, as it moves in and out, on its own. To be felt, the sensations to be felt, to be received. And moving up to the face, noticing the face, if there is any tension, by the way, that has crept in, can soften the face, soften the jaw, relaxing. The face, especially the forehead and the jaw, can help the mind relax. Now noticing the sensations. The sensations of the lips touching, the tongue touching the roof of the mouth. The softness. And maybe the hardness too. Warmth. Wateriness. And if there is any sensations in the forehead, there could be some hardness. If you've been straining, which is okay, just notice if there is some tightness. The forehead, feeling of pressure, feeling of hardness. It's often good to bring attention now and then to the forehead to see if it is a little tight. Could be a sign of over-efforting. Noticing whatever sensations reveal themselves to you in your face. Including the movement of the air at the tip of the nostrils, the upper lip, the rush of air, the coolness as the breath is inhaled. The warmth of the out-breath. So much to sense. So much to sense. Let it be sensed effortlessly on its own. wherever your attention is drawn to in the face. And moving down to the arms, the hands especially. Letting the hands be felt. Letting them come alive with sensation. Not so much the concept of hands, but just sensations of pressure, warmth, hardness, softness, tingling. A ball of sensation, mid-space. Resting, allowing it to be felt. Now widening the attention, the whole body seated. The sensations of this entire body sitting. And breathing. Letting the sensations of the of breathing in and breathing out. Be received. And this whole frame, this frame of the body. sensations of breathing within the framework of this body, within the framework of the body sensations, can continue to serve as a calming, unifying anchor. And yet, if you find the attention drawn to any part of the body, any set of sensations, it's okay to rest there and make that the object of awareness. And if at any point you find that the mind is resting on a thought, on a plan, a memory, an emotion, just notice, simply notice without judgment, without judging or berating yourself. That's what minds do. That's what happens. It's okay, simply notice. And then gently, ever so gently, invite the attention to rest back and settle on the body, the sensations of breathing. The body can serve as a ballast, stable, grounded, for the attention. Resting in the sea of changing sensations. The instructions this morning are an invitation. An invitation, an opening to mindfulness of the body. Kaya, gata, sati. Kaya, body, gata, gone to, sati, mindfulness. Mindfulness gone to the body, literally. Kaya, gata, sati. And mindfulness of the body can be quite a powerful, stabilizing, settling, calming practice. And it's also a doorway, a stepping stone to investigating emotions and thoughts, which we will open up to in the next few days in the instructions. But really, settling in the body and feeling the sensations, the raw sensations, the experience of this body, not as a concept, but as the raw sensations, is what this practice is about. So you can do this practice throughout the day, sitting and walking, and also it's not exclusive of it does not exclude mindfulness of the breath, because mindfulness of breathing actually happens within the body. So it's the sensations of breathing that the mind often tethers on within the framework of the sensations of the body. And in fact, if when I started to bring that into my practice a couple of years ago, not just the sensations of breathing, but breathing within the context, within the sensations of the body, it filled it out for me some more. So I invite you, if this is new for you, to experiment with that and see how that feels. Still, the breath can be the tether, but the sensations, overall sensations, can create more spacious grounding. And also within that, if throughout the day any part of the body draws your attention, to really sit with and be with your hands, your feet, your belly, your back, then you can be and just notice the sensation. So again, as I was talking about yesterday with the different size of the lens for walking, this is similarly with mindfulness of the body, there could be different size of the lens, and you be the judge. How focused the lens needs to be and how broad. The whole body, one part of it specifically, the whole body, one part of it specifically, etc. So experiment. And of course, sitting and walking around, going about, you know, getting tea, being in the line, these are all excellent times to have mindfulness of the body as you pick up the ladle to serve yourself. Oh, sensation, hot, cold, how does it feel? Weight as you're eating, the sensations in your mouth of the food. And as you're walking, of course, the sensations of walking, as we talked about yesterday already, with the sensations in your feet and your legs, etc. So it's all integrated. So we have time for a couple questions. Yeah, please.
How do you pronounce your last name?
Anything that starts with an M, I respond to. So it's the Americanized version of it is Mirghafori, but the Persian pronunciation is Mirghafuri. I don't suggest you try that, but Mirghafori works. Yeah. It's funny, in doctor's offices, they usually come out and go, oh, it's me. What else? Any questions about your practice? About how to pronounce Gail's last name. Fronsdahl. Some people say Fronsdale, but it's Fronsdahl. Yes.
What are your thoughts on
thoughts about the location of discursive thinking in the body?
Tell me why you're asking that. Tell me why that's up for you.
Well, it's just something that I think is a recurring phenomenon, and we can locate our other senses in our body, but it's this discursive thinking that is so much at the center of things for me. And it seems to be without any location, except maybe, up in my head somewhere. But I wondered if you had any thoughts about that.
Yeah, so...
outside of your head?
So let's talk about the purpose of locating it. Say we could find the location. The purpose would be to
relax.
Okay, great. So it's really the purpose is to soften, to relax, and have some ease and freedom from the discursive thinking that's repetitive and keeps happening. Okay. So the purpose really is not suffering, because discursive thinking can go on and on and on. So here's what I recommend. Here's what I suggest. There are some thoughts that they keep coming back. It's not just I wonder what I'm going to have for lunch, and I hope it's a good meal, and then, 2 minutes later, one is thinking about how's the weather. There are some thoughts that actually, they keep coming back. Is that the kind of thought you're talking about?
Not so much right now. Sometimes, yes.
Yeah.
But I've just, in the context of the body scan, just any ideas about location.
Okay, so the purpose of really location is to find freedom. So let me suggest this. A lot of times, what's behind a recurrent thought is an emotion that's behind it. It's actually the thought is just like a widget that's produced from a thought factory. And the thought factory is really actually the emotion that keeps producing the same thoughts and similar thoughts and related thoughts and this and that. Oh, I wish I had done this and not that. And she said this and he said that. It's the same story. It's really some emotion that's behind it. So that, then, it's actually could be anywhere in the body. So you have to see for yourself, where is that emotion felt? And as I was just saying, minutes ago, mindfulness of the body is the bridge to mindfulness of emotions that we'll talk more about. But just as a preview, feel in the body, where is that coming from? If you're in the head, if the discursive thoughts are in the head, it's kind of hard to go to find the path to the factory, and you're just like the widgets are coming down at the fast and furious pace, and you never find your way to the factory. So find your way to the factory, drop into the body. Where is it felt? Oh, my belly feels tight. Oh, my chest. Oh, there it's, it's as if it's burning. And sit with the sensations. It's not to get rid of them, not to locate them to get rid of them, but just to sit them, to actually sit with the factory. Oh, this is what's happening. Oh, there's anger. Oh, my palms, look, feel the palms. They're tingling, they're hot, they're wet. Oh, what's under that anger? Oh, look, there's like a pit in my belly. There's sadness. Oh, can I sit with that? Can I sit with that emotion, with the sensations of, whatever it might be. So sitting with, okay? Great. So the question has to do with the morning's instructions, with mindfulness of the body, kind of like a scan. It wasn't a thorough scan, but it was kind of like, you know, here and there, everywhere. But as it progressed, it seemed almost paradoxical because your body seemed to disappear. It was just these sea of sensations in space, right? It wasn't kind of a concept of a body, which
weightless.
It's so in space, so weightless. Yeah. So that happens, and in fact, what I found for myself is that the times sometimes when my mind gets still and mindfulness of the body actually really is cooking, and I'm just, the mind is really aware of the sensations alone, what you described happens. There is this sense of the concept of the body drops away, and it's just these sensations in space as you described. So that's what it means. Yeah. Yeah. Any other questions? What else? You have time for one more. Yeah, please. So the question is, and I repeat it so everyone can hear it, what you're noticing is arising is a lot of energy in the mind, in the head. And correct me if I say anything that's wrong. At first I'm trying to reflect what you said. So feeling a lot of energy, a lot of thoughts, a lot of energy in the head area, and so how to work with that. Is that pretty much the question? Yeah, I captured it. Okay, yeah. So with that, a couple of things. One is mindfulness of the body, actually becoming more aware of your trunk, of your body, of your feet, of your legs, of your belly, as much as possible. It helps ground the energy more. It helps ground it a little more. So see if that is available to you, to be more grounded, and especially in the places that touch. Because when the energy is in the head, it can get heady, and then a lot of thinking can arise. Whereas when the body's more, when the awareness is more in the trunk, in the body, in the places that are grounded, it more stabilizes. It's more stable. That's one thought. That's one thing that I invite you to work with. And then give it space. Don't try to narrow it down and really dissect it and work with it and like, oh, dissipate it. Just give it a lot of space. Like a a wild horse that needs a lot of space to roam around, and if you put it in a cage, you will just, there's too much. Just give it a lot of space. Feel like, oh, you know, it's all the whole, this whole room, this energy can dissipate. So that would be the second thing that I would suggest. But first it would be kind of bringing the awareness down into the body. How does that sound? Workable? Yeah, try that out. Yeah. So, a few announcements for today.